What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Keeping our eyes on the Australian Open. And actually, just as soon as I mentioned that Naomi Osaka was in a tiebreak in the opening set with Belinda Bencic, Naomi actually retired with what's being described as an abdominal injury. She'd never retired from a major match in her past. And she was attempting to come back here, was into the third round, which is great. But we'll have to wait, see how she does the rest of the year. It's the next major, goodness, is not until the French Open in May. But I guess she could not continue. So I was watching and I then went to a call or looked at something on the computer and looked up and Belinda was getting interviewed and the match was over. So I had to read about what happened because I was unsure. But there is tennis continuing through the next few hours, and got it up here live in studio. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. So we've been talking about Bob Uecker and his impact, not only in the baseball world, but as a pop culture icon. And the fact that he was in some movies that are, wow, they're cult-type movies. The fans of Major League, Marco just mentioned it's one of his favorite movies of all time. That one went, yeah, it went crazy. Just the way that they put it together and the acting of Charlie Sheen, of course, Bob Uecker narrating that. It was a lot of fun. So as part of our search for some highlights from Bob's career, we came across some of the lines that you'll remember.
Vaughn, a juvenile delinquent in the offseason in his Major League debut. Vaughn into the windup in his first offering. Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed. Ball 4. Ball 8. Low, and Vaughn has walked the bases loaded on 12 straight pitches.
We're in the top of the ninth, leading 10-7. Bases loaded, 2 down. And Rick Vaughn has come on to try and nail it down against Felipe Aguilar, a dangerous right-handed batter. Here's the pitch.
So not only was he allowed to ad lib, he was allowed to show a little personality, a little flair. And then right before the top of the hour, we were sharing part of the Miller Lite commercial, the front row commercial. So he was an actor. He was a pop culture staple. But his first love was baseball. A Hall of Famer from 2003. He just spent a half dozen years in the majors, so he had some pretty impressive moments. He played for the Milwaukee Braves. As a Milwaukee native, that was one of the cool things about his career. And he did win a World Series with the Cardinals, I believe, in 1964. I wrote down the year, but I didn't write down the team. I believe it was the Cardinals in 64. He started his play-by-play career in 1969, but it really took off when he rejoined his hometown team in 1971 with the Brewers. And what we didn't know is that he had small cell lung cancer diagnosed in 2023. Very few people knew. But if you hear his final call of his legendary career, maybe it sounds like he knew that this might have been his last moment.
Well, New York, down, they did it. And the crew will have it end.
Really a crushing end to what was a fabulous season for the Milwaukee Brewers.
I'm telling you, That one had some sting on it.
His final call, along with Jeff Levering from Brewers Radio. And we've got some more highlights that we'll mix in because he's had some pretty incredible calls, like Robin Yount's 3,000th hit. He was just 10 days shy of turning 91, so his birthday, January 26, 1934. And he was still calling baseball games in October of 2024. Think about that. I hope that I have as much life and vitality and energy and mental acuity and humor as he had at 90 years old. I know my Grammy Helen, she still had a lot of life at 90 years old. And boy, did he use every bit of life that he had. Awesome. And the fact that he loved baseball so much and got to do it until so late in his life, I am believing that gave him a lot of joy. Marshall is listening in Milwaukee. Marshall, welcome to After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Marshall. Marshall. I'm sorry, we won't connect with Marshall. Tony is in Illinois. Tony, welcome to After Hours.
Bueller. So, yes, Bob Uecker. I love him. I mean, if anybody has been alive for the last, 40 years, just a bit outside. If you don't know that line and you don't like movies or whatever. But, yeah, he's a living legend.
Yeah, well, he was, yes.
Oh, yeah, my bad, yes. Less filling, tastes great, all that good stuff. But, like, I mean, like you said, he had a major league career, and then he's in the booth, and he just stumbled in, just his personality, like, hey, you want to be in a movie or whatever, you know, his knowledge of baseball, that's just great how life turns out, you know.
Yeah.
You take different paths that you never even thought you were going to or scared to do, but if you don't care and you just do it, you have fun and you do it.
I heard an interview with him in which he talked about his entrance into the broadcast booth. It was one of those things where he was done playing and they said, hey, you're going to go be in the booth. And he wasn't really interested in it. It wasn't something he'd thought about, but never left it after that. He said they kind of played a joke on him. The two veteran guys, they left him in the booth by himself. He did an inning of play-by-play and he was hooked.
Well, and there's just some people that growing up through my lifetime in the 70s and still today, but voices on the radio or TV and, you know, if you didn't, Vern Lundquist, everybody, if you don't know it, if you didn't hear it, it wouldn't seem right. You know, he's just part of it. He was he was meant to do it.
He was the soundtrack of the Brewers and one of the soundtracks of summer, for sure, for a couple different generations.
Yes, yes. And one last thing, how about them Broncos?
Yeah, good for them to be able to get to double-figure wins this year with a rookie quarterback and a very young roster and finally end that playoff drought. I mean, it had been a long time coming for them. So.
I know you're with me. I know you like them. I think we finally found our guy. As long as we keep him happy, keep him healthy, and keep him paid, he's our quarterback for the next decade, I hope.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it's so early in his career, but he definitely has shown some great promise. And obviously working with Sean Payton is a benefit, too. But they've got a lot of work to do. But that defense is young, but showed good promise. Over the last few years, though, they had really traded away almost every superstar they had.
Well, yeah. And we finally got some money available coming next year. So
I like the we.
Free agents out there that want to come play.
Nice.
Yeah.
You could be ambassador.
Amy. I love you, and have a great weekend.
Thanks, Tony. You enjoy your weekend as well. All right, let's see if we can connect with Marshall now. Marshall, welcome to After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Hello, Amy. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, I've listened to you over the years. It's been a while since I last called, and before I get into Bob Uecker, I love the game of tennis as well. In fact, one of my favorite athletes of all time is Chris Evert. So, you know, I came through that era. I'm in my mid-60s, but on to Bob Uecker here. Just a tough day here in Milwaukee, and I had a busy morning today, so I didn't even know until lunchtime that this had happened. And just the memories just kept flooding through my mind all day. I've been listening to a lot of local take on it here today. I've had the time this afternoon and this evening. And just you mentioned Robin Young's 3,000th hit. That was very memorable. I haven't lived in Milwaukee all my life, but most of it. And certainly some of his calls in 2011 were incredible in that fun year, even though the Cardinals got the last laugh at the end. Just his career. And you mentioned Mr. Belvedere, and I know your generation came up more through that time. But I was in Milwaukee when he first came here. I was in fourth and fifth grade. And my brother and my late father and I, my father loved baseball and many other sports. We went to the very first Brewer game in history. I still have the ticket stubs, and that was before Bob Uecker. It was Tom Collins and Merle Harmon at that time. And then Bob came the next year, and the rest was history. Just what a run. And I still also remember 1987 Easter Sunday in the middle of the 13-game winning streak that year when the Brewers rallied in the bottom of the ninth. I was at my grandmother's house. And, it was just before, a year before I went overseas for a year after my father died. And that was just an incredible day, team streak, and Molitor's 39 that year. And, you know, the memories are just unbelievable. And but you look back on it, Amy, I think the reason now we know that he knew it was his last game last year, and that was, it was a gut punch. I mean, I was I was going through some health problems of my own this past year, too long to get into, but I'm doing better now, but have some more stuff coming in the future here. But it was a tough day, but you know, I always say, Amy, and I have longevity in my family as well, I always say when people live to be in their 80s and 90s and pass from us, it's sad, of course. I'm a strong believer in Jesus Christ, and every life is unique and created in God's image. But it's still a loss, but it's also a celebration. And I just feel like today we're just celebrating this man and what he did in this city and in this state. And the fact all day I've heard, Amy, that and as you know, he could have gone many other places. George Steinbrenner, I learned, wanted him a lot.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they said that George offered him, he wanted him to come to New York. And Bob said no every time, every He loved Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. Like me, he has some Swiss blood in him, too. So, you know, that kind of made it a little cherry on top of the ice cream. But I really appreciate you taking the time for this. And I hope in the future when I call in, maybe we can talk some tennis. And I know you were kind of at the end of the Chrissy era, but I'll tell you what, she's fought some cancer battles. I know people from my college days at the University of North Carolina who knew the Everett clan, and I would have a lot of stories to tell you, but when she passes, and I hope that's a long time
still. Oh, gosh, let's not talk about that.
Yeah, right, but she survived some cancer, and so does Martina, her great friend and rival, and but it's going to be a tough day for me when that happens. And
all right, let's not plan for it. Let's not plan for that.
I hope she's around another 20 or 30. And I just want to give one shout out to Bills fans. I'm a big Packer fan, but I'll tell you what, it's so nice, knock on wood here, to see Marv Levy still around, and maybe, just maybe, the Bills, just for him, could get to a Super Bowl. I mean, that man's going to turn 100 this year. So it's incredible longevity here, and thanks to Bob Uecker, and he's going to be missed. But Milwaukee baseball will not be the same on the radio, but I'm sure that he would tell us all to move on with our lives and to carry the memories. And I just appreciate you and this network giving him a day here.
Of course, I think it's happening all over the sports world.
And you that aren't from Milwaukee know him through other ways, and that's great. And he was just an iconic figure. And the only other figure in Milwaukee history who I had the privilege of being around in my young days that was like Bob Uecker was the late Al McGuire. And, you know, they both were incredible characters and incredible humor. And they were good people behind all the schlock. They were smart, shrewd, And in Al McGuire's case, he made some good men in his life, too, through his basketball program.
Oh, yeah. I think that the sense of humor and the ability to find the humor in life is one of the qualities of people who have longevity. And no doubt Bob displayed that. So, Marshall, I appreciate your phone call and your reflections. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Amy. Goodbye.
Let's talk to Peter, who's in New Jersey. Welcome to After Hours. What do you think?
Hello, Amy. He was a world champion with the St. Louis Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
Traded for some memorable people. He was traded with Bill White, another broadcaster, with the Yankees. And just like after baseball, just like Bobby Mercer, he became a broadcaster. He was also traded for Pat Corrales, Alex Johnson, and Gene Oliver.
Wow.
When he went from the Phillies to the Braves. You know, I lost my mother and father to dementia and stroke. I lost my brother in August to cancer. He went after 3 years in the beautiful city of Chicago, where I spent many times at Wrigley Field. You have to live life to the fullest. And that's what Mr. Uecker did.
Mm.
And he was the voice of the Milwaukee Brewers. And he was so ecstatic when they went to the World Series in 1982 and fought the mighty Yankees in 1981 and almost went to the series and the league championship in 81. So he did a great job. Rest in peace, Mr. Uecker, Mr. Baseball.
I appreciate that, Peter. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a good weekend. Oh, I love the reflections. Depending upon your age and how invested you are in baseball, maybe your connection to Milwaukee, or maybe you're like me and you didn't know Bob Uecker was a baseball icon and was Mr. Baseball until well after his playing career was over and his broadcast career was decades old. A few of you weighing in online. Dan says, this one hurts, Amy. Been a Brewer fan my whole life. So much more than just an announcer. He was a member of my family. Before the TV deals, radio was all we had, and he brought us into the world, brought us into his world, along with broadcasting the games. Thank you, Mr. Baseball. We were so blessed. Stewart online, truly one of a kind. Sadly, another member of baseball history has left us. And then Gary, that speech at the Hall of Fame is amazing and funny. His 1963 Topps card is one of my keepers. Wow. Truly a great ambassador to the game of baseball for adding humor. And let's see, Jeff, one of baseball's best storytellers. RIP, Bob. Some of you sending me the gifts of his Miller Lite commercial or his moments from Major League. So, there's a lot of different ways that Bob Uecker is interwoven into pop culture and society, even outside of baseball, which I think is neat. It reminds me of the story Jerry Rice told me once, because his playing career ended so long ago. He was telling me that more people recognize him today from his time on Dancing with the Stars than do from his football career. And I think that's maybe in reverse with Bob Uecker, but a lot of people who didn't have any idea that he was a baseball guy, that he was a major leaguer, or that he was a baseball announcer would have known him from the movie, would have known him from Mr. Belvedere and the commercial, of course. And so I think it's kind of neat that he intersected with pop culture and that he was able to bounce outside what would have been his lane, right? Baseball and baseball announcing. So that's pretty awesome. And his humor, yeah, priceless. Just the way that he could deliver. And I didn't watch a lot of Johnny Carson, but when he would be on Johnny Carson, I've seen some of the clips now, he could deliver a line and just deadpan, never change his facial expression, which is, pretty impressive. It's a neat skill to have. Okay, at A-Law Radio, at Amy After Hours, you can vote for the game of the week. It's also up on our Facebook page. And yes, we're sharing some of Bob Uecker's famous clips, as well as some of your reflections about a career that went on for 60 years from his playing to his broadcasting days. 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Back in against Mesa, who is working from the windup. The 0-1 pitch. Swings, and there it is! A base hit in the right center. He's done it. 3,000 for Robin.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice, the unrecognizable, unmistakable voice. Did I say it? The recognizable, unmistakable voice, or cross two my words up, of Bob Uecker on the occasion of Robin Yount's 3,000th hit in 1992. And there's something about baseball storytellers who are behind the microphone, something about those men and women who can recreate what they're seeing just through the power and the magic of words. And no, Vin Scully is my favorite storyteller of all time behind a microphone. I've long listened to a bunch of different play-by-play announcers, and baseball is my favorite play-by-play because it's a soundtrack of summer. I've talked about this before. I enjoy listening to baseball on the radio because it lowers my heart rate for the most part. There can be some stressful games, if you will, games that give you heart palpitations. But because the season is so long, it's just not the same type of stress level, especially in the dog days of summer. And I enjoy it just even as background noise, whether I'm working or not working. I used to go running and listen to baseball games on the radio or exercise and take baseball along with me, as I just enjoy having that companionship, if you will, of a sport that meanders all the way through a summertime and, again, can slow down the pace of life a little bit when you watch a baseball game. Although our commissioner, Rob Manfred, he's, of course, determined to increase and speed up the pace of play. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Bob Uecker passing away on Thursday at the age of 90 years old, but just shy of 91. And most people did not know that he was dealing with lung cancer. Listening now to his calls from the end of last season when the Brewers were hosting the Mets in a wild card series, it's almost like he knew. And seeing some of the reflections from Pat Murphy on Thursday and Christian Yelich as well, there were a couple of members of the Brewers organization, the Brewers family, that knew they probably wouldn't see him behind the mic again to start spring training and in the 2025 season. So talk about poignant. Talk about even more painful than just losing a game. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line. You can always weigh in there or on Twix at A-Law Radio and then on our Facebook page as well. Mentioned that we've got tennis live on TV in front of us on ESPN2. And Novak Djokovic is just out on the court in what I believe is a third round match. Some of them are third round, and then they're on into the round of 16 as well. But I think these are all third round matches that we're watching. Andy Murray is there courtside as well. So Novak looking for that tie-breaking major win. And as much as it feels like he's still so young because he's in such great shape, he's obviously facing challenges from much younger players and much younger champions like a Carlos Alcaraz. So here's Novak, and he's still one of the best players on the planet, though he's seeded just 7 at the Australian Open. But he's become what used to be the opposite. He's become, I think, a sentimental favorite in many ways. Now, there are some people, of course, that aren't going to like him. But when it was Novak who was the upstart challenging Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal and their rivalry and trying to insert himself into the conversation and then take away major titles from them as they were pursuing records, a lot of times he would not be supported by the crowds. Instead, he would hear the booing or he would recognize that the crowd was against him. He used to rail against that. He would make gestures to the crowd. He would get upset in his post-match interviews about the fact that the crowd was against him. It was really more about the crowd favoring Roger and Rafa and Novak Djokovic kind of encroaching on their territory. But now you've got a Novak who's become a sentimental favorite in that he's older and he's the one facing the challenges. And he's kind of the last one who is from that era that I don't know will ever be replicated with two greats at such a level in it, that they both set the record, grab the record, pass the record, set the record. And speaking of Roger and Rafa, for most ever Grand Slam singles titles. And here is Novak, as I say, who's getting toward the end of his career. And can he get to the point where he stands alone? So, we're excited to see what he does there. But it's like Tiger Woods later in his career. Would you take Tiger or the field? That was a popular question when he was in the prime of his career. It's not so much just about Novak and the fact that he's older and the fact that he's dealing with different injuries. It's about the fact that there are so many guys now who are younger and have maybe a little extra pep in their step. And this is their Super Bowl, if you will, or their Grand Slam final every time they face Novak Djokovic. And so it's not just about Novak versus the guy across the net. It's about Novak versus just a much younger field with guys who are able to run for days and will give it everything they've got to go after him and get that huge win. But he's on the court right now in his third round match. Let's talk to Andy, who's in Wisconsin. Andy, welcome to After Hours.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. This is my first time ever calling in.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the fact that you're willing to talk so much about Bob Uecker tonight. He's meant so much to me. I'm in my mid-40s and have listened to the Brewers all my life. And it just is really good what you're doing tonight. And he meant so much to us Brewer fans. It's just hard to portray how important he was.
Yeah, I think the longevity is one element of his career. As we've talked about, the humor, the fact that he was behind the mic for so many moments of Brewers history that really spans not just one generation, but two, and that he also intersected with pop culture, and that there are people that really didn't know that he was a baseball guy, but only knew him from movie or TV. So I just love that, where you're able to transcend your sport, and then you bring other people back to the sport, and he was one of those guys who did that.
Yeah, because the Brewers are in a hot streak now. I think it's 6 out of 7 years in the playoffs, but we went decades without making the playoffs, and yet everyone here recognized Uecker, and I mean, he probably could have run for governor, it seemed like. And, you know, did you also know that he was a WWE Hall of Famer for involved with broadcasting wrestling?
I had no idea. I'm not a big pro wrestling fan, but I suppose producer Pete can tell me about that.
Not necessarily either, but you can look it up, and there's pictures. And his famous thing there was when he was interviewing Andre the Giant and got into a tussle with him, and had Andre put his, I'm sure this is, the way WWE goes, it was acting or whatever, but he Bob got under his skin and he put his hand on his neck, and the picture's like big on the internet. I remember it from before though, at WrestleMania. And and then Bob's reaction, it was just, but that's the way he was with everything. The Brewers could be losing and he could keep you listening if they were down 12-4. And one thing I want to get back to with the baseball now, and I'm not necessarily opposed to the pitch clock, but have you noticed that it makes it harder for the baseball announcers on the radio to do their job?
Well, to tell stories, right? You don't have nearly as much time to weave in a story or to share some of the facts, figures, interesting tidbits that you've researched.
Yes, and that's one thing I'll miss And then along with that, you brought up a good point too about his last game. I thought the same thing, and that it was weird the way, because I've always heard how he ended the season, and it was usually always like, well, darn, we didn't make it. You could tell he really wanted to win just like we do, but he's like, well, look forward to next year. And this year, after we thought we had the game wrapped up and blew it in the ninth there at the last playoff game, and it it when I heard about his passing today, one of the first things I said to a coworker or something was that, well, now it makes more sense how that ended, because you could tell he just maybe kind of thought it was his last, or knew maybe.
I'm sure he did, and it sounds like his partner might have known as well. And then Pat Murphy is talking about how he and Christian Yelich, and there was at least one other person that he referenced, that at the end of that wild card round when the Mets had advanced, that it was a little more painful because they were looking ahead and realizing that he likely wouldn't be with them for the 25 season.
It was. And along with that, one thing I want to say is that the organization has done a really good job over the last 5-8 years or whatever of capitalizing on him in a good way, and having him train these new announcers and planning for this transition that we knew was inevitable at some point.
Mm.
So, yeah, it'll still be worth listening, but it won't be the same.
Yeah, that's true. The good thing about the digital era, of which, of course, he is now a part, he didn't start in the digital era, but there are calls and moments that will be preserved forever.
Oh, yeah. If a person is ever bored, anybody can look it up on YouTube, and there's no trouble finding stuff about him.
Yeah, that's the brilliance of the internet, right? And although I don't remember the last time I was bored. Andy in Wisconsin, thank you so much for your phone call. I appreciate it.
Yes, thanks.
855-212-4227. Marco, do you remember the last time you were bored?
Bored. Yeah. Yeah. No, I get bored plenty. Yeah, sure.
Really?
Yeah, probably earlier tonight at points.
Here?
Yeah.
I was just going to say, do you get bored
Yeah, many
here?
A times. Many a times. That doesn't mean that I'm allowed to, do what I want, but yeah, there's plenty of times where I get bored. Yeah.
The question is bored in long stretches.
Well, I mean, again, I was kind of bored today when I had to take two of the kids to the doctors. I wasn't exactly enthralled, but, you got to do what you
got to
do.
Bored as in... I don't have anything to do. I feel like I...
Anything to do, no. That's unfortunate, no. That's...
Yeah, I don't remember the last time I just sat there and thought, I don't have anything to do. I'm bored. Pete, what about Bob Uecker and pro wrestling? Because this is not something I know about him.
He was a guest ring announcer for two of the WrestleManias in 87 and 88, WrestleMania 3 and 4. And then the scene that the caller talked about is... He's interviewing Andre the Giant. Andre the Giant chokes him.
Can we get that audio?
Yeah, but it's Andre the Giant talking. I didn't put it in because it's mostly him. It's a promo for him facing Hulk Hogan in WrestleMania 4, right, in the tournament?
Yes.
And then at the end, he chokes him, so it doesn't really work for radio.
Radio.
So there's no... We don't get any of Uecker with his ring announcing.
A little bit, but it's... Well, in this particular promo, you get a little, but you mostly get Andre the Giant. It's probably like 25 seconds, Pete.
Gotcha.
I mean, you can find it in two, take a minute.
Put it on social media.
Okay, that'll be fun.
It's a good video for social media.
Okay, so check it out at Amy After Hours. And then there's also a bunch of compilations of not just interviews with him, but his Hall of Fame speech and some of his great calls that he did, plus the iconic Major League lines, which it's always fun to hear. I mean, his voice was so, so, so unique. It was so recognizable. You could pick it out, which is like, what I say about how I would listen to him on Mr. Belvedere or watch him on Mr. Belvedere and then would hear him do baseball and was like, wait a minute. That was kind of when I first made the tie. But as I say, I thought he was a guest. I didn't realize that that was his home. We're keeping our eyes on tennis. Novak Djokovic is in his first set of the third round. He's already up a couple games. Meanwhile, Coco Gauff is, I think they're on serve in the first set, but she's taking on Canadian teen Leila Fernandez. So those two matches are going on at the time, and Novak the one chasing his 25th Grand Slam singles title, which would break him at 25. In 25, which would break him, put him over the top, break that record that he shares with Margaret Court. Also, this is kind of interesting. On Wednesday, he became the player with the most Grand Slam singles matches ever in the Open era, 430 of them just in these four tournaments alone, the Aussie, the French, Wimbledon, and the U.S. Open. And this is his tournament, though. He's won this one 10 times. So if he's going to get number 25 in 25, this is the most likely place for him to do it. So pretty incredible to watch, but it's still early. And he's already had to face a pair of four-set matches, so it's not like it's coming easy. Just a lot of young whippersnappers that run around and can just have the energy and the athleticism to go for days. 855-212-4227 at A-Law Radio and our Facebook page too. What's the after hours game of the week? Well, it maybe wasn't the game of the week in hockey, but all eyes on Alex Ovechkin because he is getting ever closer to Wayne Gretzky's record, though he had another unique record that he set a couple hours ago. Here's our latest sports update, and here's Marco Belletti.
Infinity Sports Network. Sports Flash.
Well, it's still a couple days away from getting the divisional round going in the NFL playoffs. You got the Eagles and Rams on Sunday. Now, Philly has obviously been bolstered by the addition of Saquon Barkley, the over 2,000 yards in the regular season, along with a buck 19 in the win over the Packers. But just 131 yards passing in that one for Jalen Hurts, although he's not concerned with the thought of their passing game lacking.
I think you guys need to understand that I don't play the game for anything other than to win. And my role in each game will be different. And the approach in each game is different. And, you know, you just want to go out there and do your job and take advantage of opportunities, obviously. And I think some things are magnified a little bit more because there's less opportunity in certain areas. But ultimately, it's about winning the game. You know, we're talking about playoff football.
Meanwhile, rookie Jaden Daniels has been tremendous all season, leading Washington to their first playoff victory since 2005. Now, things don't get easier for the second overall pick as they now face the 15-win Lions. But for Daniels, not about to be overwhelmed.
It's just another game to me. Obviously, everybody puts the implications and, you know, makes it bigger than what it really is. But at the end of the day, it's still the game. You got to go out there and stick to your routine, stick to who you are, the process of what got you there. Go out there and just play football. And then to the guys, you know, we're just taking it day by day. Be what our feet are, and, you know, we'll handle business when the time to come.
NBA, the Thunder led by as many as 42. They battered the Cavs 134-114. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander poured in 40. Pacers handled the Pistons 111-100. Clippers dominate the Blazers 118-89. Kings able to survive the Rockets 132-127, and the Suns down the Wizards 130-123. Devin Booker with 37. Off the court, Maverick Carter, LeBron James's business manager, advised on a new international basketball league looking to raise $5 billion, and it would serve as a rival for the NBA. LeBron has said to not be involved. Checking college hoops, Oregon State up in at 16th ranked Gonzaga, 97-89, that in overtime. Temple surprised number 18 Memphis, 88-81, while Minnesota outlasted 20th ranked Michigan in overtime, 84-81. And baseball lost a legend as Bob Uecker has died. Mr. Baseball, of course, a Hall of Famer known for his acting in Major League and his hit sitcom in Mr. Belvedere. Uecker, 90 years old. I'm Marco Belletti.
Hey, like us on Facebook. Our handle is INF Sportsnet. That's INF Sportsnet for our Facebook page. This is the Infinity Sports Network.
Senators win the draw. Sanderson coming up the middle. He's got Pinto win it. Sanderson keeps it and can't get the shot away. Good defensive play there by Sandin. He gets the puck back. He turns it maybe into a two-on-one. Coming with Ovechkin. He fires. He scores. He scores. Alex Ovechkin in overtime. Game-winning goal here in Ottawa. Good morning. Good afternoon. Night Ottawa. Alex Ovechkin gets goal 874, and the Capitals win it 1-0 in overtime here in Ottawa.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
John Walton with the call on the Capitals radio network. Washington getting an overtime win courtesy of Alexander Ovechkin, 39 years old, still got it. And if you're wondering, that's his 27th overtime goal, which is a record. Now he owns the record for most goalies upon which he scored. Apparently, this goalie that he scored against in overtime is brand new. Just got called up, maybe a handful of games for Ottawa. And so that was the 179th different goalie who has surrendered a goal to one Alexander Ovechkin. He had a tie with Jaromir Jagr and broke that tie with this 179th goal against a different goalie. But the big one is Wayne Gretzky's mark. So here we are. You ready for the cold, hard truth, the cold, hard facts? We are within reach. And by we, I just mean collectively sports fans, because a lot of people rooting for Ovechkin to break that record. It's one of those that's considered legendary. It stood for a long time, but also this is not a single season mark. It's not, and I would have loved to see Saquon Barkley eclipse Eric Dickerson's record because of all the work he's done, but this is a body of work that requires incredible dedication, commitment, longevity, heart, soul, blood, sweat, tears, not to mention health, and the ability to keep up your skills over the course of what is now 20 years, right? So that's dedication. It's not just about wanting to play the sport and going through the grind year after year after year. It's also about the fact that you have to make sure physically your body is ready for the pounding and the rigors of another season. And here he is at nearly 40, and he's a lot like a Tom Brady when it comes to the desire and, of course, the skill that makes him one of the greatest of all time. That was goal number 874. Gretzky had 894 in his career. Ovi is 21 away from owning that record. 20 to tie, 21 to set the new mark. Wowzers. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And yeah, really cool for him. Also good to hear from him as he talks about scoring in OT.
I knew I should take a shot as soon as I can, because I felt like he may be kind of thinking maybe I'm going to pass it back to Sandy. And it was a good one, and it went in.
It was a good one, and it went in. Uh-huh. Let's talk to Dave, who's in Miami. Dave, welcome to After Hours.
Good morning, Amy. Really enjoying your tribute to Bob Uecker. And ironically, every Thursday in Miami for the last 25 years, I'm part of a co-host of a trivia sports show. And the first question to our audience is always a baseball quote. And this morning's was, this catcher in 1964, after the Cardinals won the pennant, said to reporters, "Yeah, I was instrumental in us winning the pennant. I got hepatitis, and I think the trainer injected me." And, of course, the answer was Bob Uecker.
Oh, my gosh. He always, always approached every situation with some type of humor.
Yes, and later on when he was with the Phillies, he said he was out after midnight one night, and the police stopped him and fined him $50 for being out after midnight and $200 for being a member of the Phillies. And the last one I'll leave you with, at the end of his career, I think it was 67 was his last year, he said, "You know, I knew my career was over when my baseball card came out and there was no picture on it."
Oh, gosh.
So he was full of one-liners, and we use them every week on our show. And ironically, I used it this morning, and then when I heard of his passing, I felt so sad but so joyful in the kind of man he was.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I'm looking up now and seeing more highlights and photos and his commercials and pictures of him at the microphone. And, yeah, there's a lot of material to work with. His imprint, his fingerprint. It's a lot like a Vin Scully, right? Span generations, span decades, different baseball fans versus pop culture who knew of him in different ways and interacted with him in different ways. And yet he just wanted to be a regular guy, which is awesome.
Yeah, I think you hit it on the head. He would be Vin Scully with a side of Yogi Berra.
Nice, with all the Yogi-isms.
Thanks, Amy.
Thank you so much, Dave. Good to talk to you, Miami, and thanks for sharing that story and a few of those lines. We're going to weave in more of his calls from beyond the mic. 54 years from the microphone. Bob Uecker passing away at the age of 90. 90, 355 days. Wow, what a life, what a legacy. Thanks for hanging out with us. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.